History at Hand, revision at your fingertips. The Great Depression. This podcast focuses on two key issues for your USA depth study. The first one is, why did the Depression happen? This will have a particular focus on the Wall Street crash. The second part is about the impact of the Depression, how it infected the lives of the people between 1929 and 1933. It's easy to say that the Wall Street crash caused the Depression, but as with everything in history, things are slightly more complicated than just that. We'll first look at factors which meant that the Wall Street crash would happen. The boom of the 1920s was not as robust as it may first have seemed. Even though many made an absolute fortune, there were many parts of American society which had still not really benefited at all from all the changes in industry, technology, consumer credit, and so on and so forth. People like farmers and the black communities found it very, very difficult to be able to purchase any of these new consumer goods. As a result of this, demand for consumer goods actually fell at the end of the 1920s. The poor simply could not afford to buy a car or a new refrigerator or a new radio. As a result of all of this, it meant that overproduction had started. That meant that the factories were now producing more goods than they could actually sell. This would not have been a problem if America could have sold easily in foreign markets, but the Republicans' tariff policy had meant that other countries had put tariffs up on American goods, therefore no foreign markets for these products. By the start of 1929, many sectors of the American economy were in depression, including construction and manufacturing, but it was nothing in comparison with what was to come by the end of that year. This was the year of the Wall Street crash. During the 1920s, Americans had gone crazy for stocks and shares. By 1929, there were over 20 million investors on the Wall Street Stock Exchange. As more and more people wanted to be involved in stocks and shares because they saw it as a way of making money very quickly with very little effort, this resulted in the value of shares rising to levels way beyond the value of the companies they represented. To make matters much worse, many of these investors were speculators who'd bought their shares on credit, assuming that prices would keep rising and then they could pay back the people who'd invested in them and make a profit on top. People assumed that the price of stocks and shares would just keep rising, but the one thing that was vital for this to happen was confidence. In 1929, as company after company reported falls in profits and therefore slashed their dividends, the money that is given out to shareholders, that meant that that confidence was all of a sudden ebbing away. And by the autumn of 1929, things had reached crisis point. In 1929, some of the bigger, wiser investors decided to get out and sold their shares before it was too late. Most of the smaller investors, including the speculators, were not so lucky. Through 1929, share values had pretty much plateaued. But then, in the autumn, they started to plummet. On the 24th of October, Black Thursday, 13 million shares were sold. Prices fell as there were few purchasers to be found. A group of rich bankers invested $250 million in order to show that they still had confidence in the market, and the prices stopped falling, but only for a few days. On Monday the 28th of October, panic selling again resumed, and then the big crash came on the Tuesday, the 29th of October, when 16 million shares were sold. On that day alone, shareholders lost $8 billion. It wasn't the end of it. Shares kept falling until mid-November, then finally bottomed out. Many investors had been ruined, and many banks, which had supported those investors, were also now ruined. The crash then went on to trigger the Great Depression. That depression was caused as thousands of companies, 100,000 approximately, went bust over the next 4 years. Companies which relied on investment from shareholders now found they couldn't get any more, and as a result of that, they had to cut costs, and that meant cutting jobs. More people became unemployed, and a cycle of depression set in. The fewer people who were employed, the lower the amount of money that was available. The lower the amount of money, the more consumers would be unable to purchase things. And, therefore, fewer goods could be produced, fewer jobs in the factories, more unemployment, and so on and so forth. The banks who had invested heavily also suffered greatly. In 1929 alone, nearly 700 banks crashed, The reason being that they couldn't get back all the money that they had lent to people to buy the shares in the first place. People had lost confidence in those banks, and as a result of it, tried to get their money out of them. The more the people tried to do this, the more it was found that the banks simply couldn't pay back all of their investors. Banks tried desperately to get back the money that they had lent to other people, such as homeowners and companies, and as a result of that, many who found they no longer had any money had to lose their homes or sell up their businesses. Now we turn to look at the impact of the Depression. The clearest way of seeing how much the Depression had affected America is to look at the unemployment figures. By 1933, nearly a quarter of American workers, some 14 million, were out of work. In 1929, the figure was just 3%. Unemployment was worse in the old industrial districts of northeastern USA. Places like Chicago now experienced 50% unemployment. Those in work found that their wages were now cut. The companies simply couldn't afford to keep them on at the same rate, and besides, there were so many people looking for work that they would accept any salary whatsoever. Thousands of Americans took to the road in search of work. These people became known as hobos. For those out of work, there was no unemployment benefit. American policies of laissez-faire meant that those out of work had very little support. Support came from charities who had set up bread lines and soup kitchens in order to provide for the very, very poorest. But that wouldn't help those who couldn't afford to pay their rents. They'd be turfed out onto the streets, and those who lost houses because they couldn't pay their mortgage installments to the banks. The homeless congregated at bus stations. They got themselves arrested to be put in jail. They congregated in parks and wasteland on the edges of towns to set up what were known as Hoovervilles. These shanty towns, made of rough materials such as corrugated iron and old pieces of wood, gave people a chance of a home, but not much of a decent home. The farmers, who hadn't enjoyed much of the 1920s to start with, found that the Depression had made their lives even worse. Farmers found it impossible to make a profit, as unemployment meant there was no longer any market for the food they produced. It was easier to let the food rot in the fields than to go to the trouble of actually harvesting it. 1 in 20 farmers lost their land as a result of the Depression. To make matters worse, in the South and Midwest, the Dust Bowl left many parts of farmland as mere desert. Thousands upon thousands of farmers left their homes and went westwards to search for a new life in California. Politically, the Great Depression was a disaster for the Republicans. Herbert Hoover became known as the do-nothing president. The American people now needed something more from their politicians, and in 1932, it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt who stepped forward and offered the Americans a New Deal, which they readily accepted. As you can see, there are two distinctive features here: causes of the Depression and impact of the Depression. When it comes to being examined, it's very important to make sure you understand which is being asked of you. With the causes, be sure not to just focus on the Wall Street crash, but to look at the background to it as well. With the impact, remember, it's more than just unemployment. Think about how it leads to homelessness, the collapse of the farming industry, and massive political changes in the United States of America.